There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's give you what today's talk is. Is it okay to confront people for bad behavior? Incident in India, centering around the actress Anushka Sharma and her cricket star husband Virat Kohli, has made headlines over the past few days. Kohli posted a video on his social media of Sharma calling out a man who she claims threw garbage out of his car onto the road. Let's have a little listen to a little clip of the audio that was recorded. It's her berating said individual. It's been recorded by the Indian cricket captain Virat Kohli, who's also in the car with her.
Why are you throwing garbage on the road? Why are you throwing garbage on the road? Yes, why are you throwing plastic on the road? Please be careful. You can't just throw plastic around like that on the streets. Use a dustbin.
Is that acceptable? Is that something that you would do? Is that okay? The response hasn't been what you might expect. Rather than standing behind the stars, a number of people have criticised them for using their celebrity to shame someone on social media. The object of Sharma's ire responded on Twitter, saying Sharma was ranting and yelling like a crazy roadside person. Not exactly what I heard from that clip, but you make up your own mind. Adding that the garbage that mistakenly went out of the window of my so-called luxury car was way less than the garbage that came out from your mouth. So we've got a battle royal going on social media with regards to this particular subject. Raises the question, is it appropriate to confront someone if you think they're doing something wrong? What kind of offence would make you stand up and say something? Georgia Tolley, are you one that stands by and watches ill being done to others? Or, of course, rules being broken, etiquette being slashed? Or do you feel that you have to have your say?
I am a secret tutter. Yeah. I'm too weak. I'm too weak and feeble. I'll tell children off in a heartbeat, but a grown up, I will say loudly to my child, you should never drop. If somebody does it in front of me, I'll say you should never drop litter. Only really nasty people drop litter, in the hope that they'll overhear it. So I'm sort of passive aggressive in my disapproval, but I'd never get my phone out and start filming people in a million years. I'm just a bit too busy.
But more and more of us are doing that these days. Yeah. And that's why we're having this conversation today, because it seems that more of us feel more comfortable these days in the digital age to record and post.
Yeah.
And then have that. So it's almost like a sort of digital tut, isn't it? It's like here's something I recorded earlier. Tut.
Yes, exactly.
Hashtag tut.
Hashtag, yeah, tutting. It's incredibly prevalent, and everyone's doing it on social media, and everyone's becoming sort of an 80-year-old granny in their young age. And in some ways, it's been used in London to combat crime, oddly enough, because in London, it's too, especially in sort of East London and South London, in the dodgy bits, it's too scary to actually go up and confront a group of youths who are maybe attacking a bicycle or doing something antisocial. But if you start filming, they all run off. So you can do it at sort of, you know, you can do it at like 5 or 6 meters without actually having to go up to sort of stabbing distance. And you can say from a distance, I'm filming you. And they'll all like swear abuse and sort of shout at you and cover their faces with hoodies. But they will run off and they will stop it. So it's become a sort of crime combating exercise. But again, at one remove.
Yeah, things haven't got that bad here, thankfully. But
long way.
We're looking at this issue of public shaming and the role that social media is playing in it. Social media has divided over in India as Virat Kohli films Anushka Sharma calling out a man for littering. The man in question himself has posted something of a strong response to the video, criticising the cricketer and his celebrity wife for their perceived lack of etiquette. The jury is out on this one, but the jury these days is social media, who's having their say, as are you. So please do get in touch with the show. But equally, not just with regards to this particular subject, the particular example, what about you? Are you one that, are you an individual? Are you somebody who is happy to publicly shame somebody if they're doing something wrong? Is it something you've done in the past? Have you got into hot water as a result of it? Your thoughts, please. Question that we are posing to you today, is it appropriate appropriate to confront someone if you think they're doing something wrong? What kind of offence would make you stand up and say something? That's certainly something that Anushka Sharma and her cricket star husband, Virat Kohli, have done in the last couple of days. And they've made headlines over in recent times after publicly shaming somebody for littering in the streets of Mumbai. This is what she said.
Why are you throwing garbage on the road? Why are you throwing garbage on the road? Yes, why are you throwing plastic on the road? Please be careful. You can't just throw plastic around like that on the streets. Use a dustbin.
Thanks so much indeed to Chaitanya, who's been in touch with us, saying I was delighted to see this tweet from Virat and Anushka reprimanding the person. The individual, if possible, if each one of us is conscious of our responsibilities, cleanliness is a habit that you must internalise yourself. Nobody needs to tell you otherwise. Thank you very much indeed for that one. So are you somebody who is comfortable publicly shaming somebody for doing something wrong? If you see something wrong, do you feel the urge to tell others, or are you the timid type that likes to keep quiet? Let's go to the lines now and say good morning to Lamia, who joins us live on the line. Morning, Lamia.
Good morning to you.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us here on the agenda. Are you somebody who feels comfortable to let people know that they're doing wrong?
I can't stop doing it, actually. Although I've been requested several times not to do it and to kind of mind my business by my husband. But I just can't. The only situation where I might be pretty careful prior to say anything is when I see a parent try to fix the behavior of their kids. That's probably where I would think twice prior to go and speak to the parent. But other than that, you just name it, talking rudely to the waiter, to the cashier, littering the street, even with kids who are hitting the street cats. I just can't. I can't stop. I can't hold myself.
Which is a good element to have, because it shows that you obviously perceive what is right as opposed to wrong. And if people like you don't go up and have a word with people that are doing wrong, then they'll just get away with it and do it again.
You would be surprised, but I've been advised, not only actually by my husband, but also by some of my friends and colleagues, to just mind my business. And I hear that quite a lot. Like, why don't you just mind your business? You know, he's not doing anything wrong to you. And it's all about perception. For me, a person who is littering the street is doing wrong to me, even if it's not my street and where I live, but he is doing something wrong to me as a person. And it goes the same for someone who is, I don't know, bullying someone else or talking rudely to the waiter or the cashier. But people's perception is to think that you should mind your business. Like, this is not your business. It's not done to you. You're not involved. So just don't say anything.
It sounds like, you know, you're one of those people that takes direct action when you see these things, as opposed to what we're seeing a lot of, you know, the trend these days seems to be to record it, wait a little while, and then post it onto social media. Does that have the same impact or not?
No. That would be more of shaming. I wouldn't call shaming that when I tell a person not to litter the street. I wouldn't call it shaming. I would call, really, like, just to intervene and don't litter the street. I think that posting this on social media is taking a bit off the responsibility from the person. I don't know if I can explain it right, but that's not the solution. You don't just, you know, record it over your phone. And we see some very, very extreme cases where I've seen a video on Facebook recently. Somebody was recording people abusing a street cat. And, you know, you could see the cat literally screaming. You've recorded it. We've seen the people who've done it, obviously. But what did you do on the spot? What did you do except just recording it and posting it on Facebook? I would rather save the time to do that and just go and fix it straight away. Make sense?
Yeah, completely. So, let me. The question that I have is why are more people not like you? What is it about so many of us that see ill being done to street cats or other ills being done in and around us, but we don't say anything?
I think it's the way it was being brought up. I see it for myself. I've seen my mother getting in a lot of trouble because she was just like me. You know, I remember being a kid, and I've seen her actually intervene in the street because someone was hitting his wife. And I'm talking to you, that was over 20 years ago. I remember people were, everybody, including, you know, my family, the friends we had, the neighbors were telling my mom, how could you not just mind your business? And I've been brought to do something. When you see something wrong, it's your basic duty as a human being, as a good person, you know, which is all what we are looking to be at the end of the day. You have to do something, even if you can't do it physically, you know, you have at least to say something, to show and to tell that this is wrong. This is not a normal thing that you would just, you know, let go like that. And it's disappearing because right now everyone is being so self-centered, but also we're educating our kids, mostly, not all of us, thankfully, but most of us, to just be so self-centered, which goes to, you know, recording it on Facebook, and going to our social media rather than being just a simple human, not using your phone, just go and talk and say, this is not right, I believe.
Direct action. Lamia, bless you. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. That was Lamia joining us live on the line. We are discussing the issue of bad behaviour, but also public shaming. Is it okay to confront people for bad behaviour? Much like the actress Anushka Sharma and her cricket star husband Virat Kohli did in recent times. That particular issue has got you talking a lot this morning. This one's come through from Ravi, saying it'd be very interesting if Virat and Anushka are sued for filming someone in a defamatory manner and posting on social media, promote cleanliness without scratching other people up the wrong way, to take their consent before posting video on social media. Sonal's in studio with me at the moment, and I suppose that's one of the big concerns, isn't it? Is that fine line at the moment? We're seeing more and more cases here that have been reported in the news of those taking videos and reacting too quickly, posting those videos or posting comments without thinking, and then of course being sued or having other cases brought against them.
Yeah, I think it's a really big thing, a big difference to confront someone, try to educate them, try to inform them about a certain type of behavior, even though I suppose that even could come off sort of condescending, and posting it online and trying to shame them. There's a huge difference between those two things. But in certain cases, I mean, there was that case that happened recently about a man in New York who went on a very racist rant. It got posted and shared online, made all the big headlines. And after that, he came out and apologized, saying, after I saw myself online, I realized how improper my behavior was. Mm. I don't think that would have ever happened if someone had just, and people at the time did sort of confront him and say, you need to calm down, you're not behaving properly. So in certain cases, it works, it's effective. I don't think it's a good thing to do.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because there seems to be that we're looking at a number of instances here, and they seem to be all video-based, because you mentioned there that one in New York. It was the New York lawyer whose xenophobic tirade against restaurant staff, in which he threatened to call immigration enforcement on them for speaking Spanish. He was identified in the media, later apologized, saying, I see myself online, open my eyes. Would this have ever happened if he'd not been publicly shamed? Would it have ever happened if there hadn't been footage of it? If people had just reported it in kind and said, oh, you never believe what happened in the restaurant a little earlier on, this bloke came in and he was being racist and xenophobic. Is that as easy to prove now with the fact that everyone is carrying with them an evidence recorder?
Yeah, truthfully, I don't think it would have happened before people had phones. I don't think that response would have happened at all. But that being said, of course, you have to think about privacy issues. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's such a complex issue. I definitely don't agree with it in general. But I suppose there are certain extreme cases where you think someone's really gone too far and something has to be done.
Adeshesh has been in touch with us this morning, saying, with regards to Vera and Anushka, it's great to know that they're concerned about hygiene and cleanliness of Indian streets, but you must keep in mind a few things when recording anybody. You can't be defaming people on social media. You need to talk with some etiquette. And while you were shooting him, there was traffic piling up behind you at the same time as well. Adeshesh, thank you very much indeed for those thoughts. So, public shaming comes in many different forms, does it not? We've been talking about some fairly large issues when it comes to littering of the streets and also recording of that. But it comes in many different forms here in the UAE. And one particular issue that is the ire of many is children not wearing seatbelts in cars or babies not being strapped into seats within baby seats within cars. So is that something that would prompt you to have your say? Well, our next caller, Meeta, who joins us live on the line. Morning, Meeta.
Morning.
Nice to hear from you. That's something that upsets you, is it? Is that something that prompts you to have your say?
Oh, don't. That definitely ticks the box for me and it makes my head explode when I see parents being irresponsible. I've had several incidents where I just can't help myself. I have to go up and say, it's a small baby. Mm. He's your responsibility. Do you want to spend a lifetime in tears?
Yeah.
And I've had some people, they're just embarrassed and they actually make sure, you know what, thank you so much, I'll do it. But I always do it privately, you know, so it's not to embarrass the person, but to say, you know what, you're doing the wrong thing. And equally, I had a father sitting in a stationary car. Okay, it was a stationary car, but it was something that, you know, he was playing with this really small child on his lap, on the steering wheel. And I said, all you have to do, and his car engine was running, by the way, a foot slip, and the kid gets crushed on a steering wheel. And all he turned around and said to me, are you the police?
Which is interesting because is that sort of a common response that you get when you do, because all you're trying to do is open their eyes and do the right thing. But do people get defensive? Do they get aggressive?
It depends on people. People change. There are different types. It takes all kinds to make the world, as they say. Mm. They do. And some people don't even think about it. So the fact that you've confronted them, maybe in front of the child or whatever, or her, and I find that usually men find it a lot more, get a little bit more aggressive than women do. Women are probably a little bit more feel like, oh, I didn't think about that. You know, I need to think. But fathers are like, don't tell me how to do my job.
Mm.
but what I'm saying is that confronting somebody, you've got to make sure you keep it in mind that you don't want to embarrass them as much. You want to basically make it known that what they're doing is wrong, and the reason you're telling them is not because what they're doing is wrong, is that what they're doing is harming somebody else. And that would probably trigger me to confront somebody, is if they're doing something that's so wrong that it's not good for not just for them but for people around them.
Well, as you said a little earlier on, it comes down to irresponsibility, doesn't it? And if you are not made aware of that irresponsibility, you will continue to do it.
Exactly. It's just basically thoughtlessness, in my opinion, really.
What I also thought is interesting from your approach is we use that phrase public shaming, but you're very careful not to publicly shame. It's more taking somebody aside in private and just having a little word. You're not doing it to attract crowds or anything like that.
No. I just think that's really on, because that is definitely going to get somebody's back up.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole thing, I think they had very good intentions, this Indian video that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I don't think she was shouting. I think she was doing the right thing. But the fact that she did it so publicly just took away from something that she was doing, that she was doing right, if you know what I mean.
Mm.
You know, she had the right intentions, but it all came out wrong because what became big was about the fact that she publicly named and shamed it. It's a big problem. It's a big problem here.
Mm.
You see a lot of people over here just don't even think about throwing a cigarette butt on the floor on the road and stamping on it when there's a garbage bin about 10 steps away.
Yeah. But I suppose the difference here is in the recording of that process and whether that is sort of ego driven. You know, if you have celebrity actress and celebrity cricketer status, surely just a word from them on the streets to this individual will have as much impact as having to prove yourself by recording it and posting it online.
Absolutely. I think that would probably be it. Do a public service announcement. Do a series of them.
Yes.
Do it properly and bring the issue to light. But naming and shaming somebody, unless that person's really, really done something terrible, a bit like the whole Ghanaian football scandal video that was shown in Dubai on BBC a few days ago.
Yeah.
That's something different.
Really good points, Bade. Well, but as you said there, Meeta, the thing that makes your blood boil is people not strapping their children. And is that of children of all ages as well?
Oh, Children of all ages. I have kids who say, there's probably parents sitting there and say, oh, I never put my kids in the front seat. But are they strapped in the back seat?
Yep.
Or are they bouncing on off the walls while you're driving?
Yeah. Meeta, lovely to talk with you this morning. Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts. Much appreciate you reaching out and getting in touch with the show. That was Meeta joining us live on the line this morning.
Elan has said, when circumstances warrant, I absolutely call people out in person, usually starting with, I know your parents raised you with manners. Shame you've forgotten them. Ouch. Another listener has said, I have done what Anushka did and the reaction was bad, but it was absolutely perfect by Anushka Sharma. Celebrities should act as a role model.
Your thoughts, please. We can talk about this particular case specifically. We can talk about other cases as well. We've already mentioned that New York lawyer. There's also another one that went viral last week. Women in Florida yelling racist remarks at a nail technician, saying if they don't understand the language, they should go back to their own country. The salon owner who stood up to her in the video says she received an outpouring of support from people who were outraged by the particular incident. Common theme, all of these stories, is videos, though. So are videos making the world a better place? Does it shine light and bring evidence to bad behaviour and therefore make those that are committing that bad behaviour be brought to rights? Or is it just something that we are hiding behind? Are we more likely just to video and post rather than address the situation then and there? If you have been a video and poster of bad behaviour, we'd love to hear from you. But also, if you've been on the receiving end, is that something that rings true with you? Have you been public shamed? And if so, was it right? Was it something that opened your eyes? Or was it wrong? Is it something that you felt that was badly perceived and badly put together? Your thoughts on those would be great. We'll get to more of those thoughts after these. Sahika joins us live on the line now. Morning, Sahika.
Hi there.
Thanks so much indeed for your thoughts on the topic this morning. Are you one of those individuals that when you see bad behaviour, when you see something being done that you deem perceived to be wrong, do you have to have your say? And if you have to have your say, how do you do it?
This is quite tricky. The reason why I kind of feel quite passionate about it is I think that there's a difference between shaming somebody online, because people seem very brave at doing things online that they wouldn't necessarily do in person. And I think as a society, we need to sort of take it back a little bit and realise that if we can approach people face-to-face in person, that's far better than humiliating somebody without actually addressing what the overall purpose of you doing that is for. Mm.
No, I couldn't agree more. I think you hit on a real a key point there, because there does seem to be a common theme in all of these stories that are making the news at the moment, and that is videos, and it's people using sort of video evidence, if you like, to humiliate, for want of a better word.
Yeah, and I think that this is more about the person that's posting the content rather than the message that they want to give out. And this is where we need to look at social media in general. And I think that it's great when it's used in a very professional manner and connected with your friends and so on. But I think there has to be a line between what you're about to post and what is the purpose of it. And I think this is where people would probably be quite cowardly in person, right? If they were to face you about something that you did. But online, people are very, very brave.
Yeah, you seem to get more confidence, don't you, from the security of posting online. And I think what the point you make there of it being ego-driven to a certain degree, because one of the main purposes, as we know, of our social media accounts is to make ourselves look better, be that through pictures, thoughts, comments, whatever. And I suppose being seen to do a sort of moral right by asking somebody, videoing someone who's littering and asking them to pick up, it seemingly reflects well on you, because you seem to be more of a responsible citizen.
Yeah, and I think that you also have to look at yourself and think, what message am I portraying by doing this? That's why I think social media is powerful and great when you are spreading a message. Like, for example, charities, if they post a picture of something that is happening, it motivates us. We're emotionally, motivated to do something to help. Right, to help somebody. In that case, it's good, it's powerful. But to use social media to humiliate or shame, I really think there should be some internet police about this.
Like that. Yeah, let's bring in a new force, force online. Sahika, thanks so much indeed for that one. Nice thoughts there from Sahika. Somebody sent this one in, no name with it. So public shaming is a natural part of living in a group or a society. Being online makes it no different. Thanks for that one. This one's come through from Nimbo out there saying, I'm not a fan of public shaming, but using the law to regulate against it would probably be far worse. The real problem with any kind of shame tactic is that presuming the positive moral intent and retaliative intelligence of another is required for productive conversation with them. For example, if you ever actually want to help somebody learn not to be what they are, you have to hear out their point of view without responding in disgust or anger, and they're going to have to do the same for you. Thanks so much indeed for that. Sonal's in studio with us this morning. She's working through some of the comments that are coming through from listeners. What are people saying this morning?
Well, Angela said, I confront many people on a weekly basis for not picking up after their dogs. I tend to offer them a doggy waste bag and just highlight that the walking space is for everyone to enjoy and not just dog owners. And as a dog owner, you need to be prepared to pick up after them or don't have them. Not many people have a positive reaction and tend to be very defensive. Sonia has said, we all have our part to play in keeping the environment clean. I saw a kid just now ask his mom why there was so much rubbish on the streets in JBR. Shame on people who can't seem to discard their rubbish correctly.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.